donde tenemos dos familias.
We have to go to their houses and encourage them with the word of God, like in the case of Tuglacalula, where we have two families. Let me say this. About 70 village. Yeah, Tuglacalula. There's some things here that we don't have ready, but I'm just going to fill in a little bit. This man has seen in 25 years not a lot of people saved. Maybe 70 people, right? We counted maybe 80, right? 80 salvos in Veracruz.
Yeah.
All right, but they're saved. They're not tricked into something. And Tuglacalula, we just mentioned that name. That's a city where Jerry and Brenda left me off one time, left me, brought me in there. And then we found that little Casa de West Pettis and we started staying there. And Galley's in Tuglacalula, and his mama was a witch. And we didn't know it for a long time. But she loved us so much. Galley got saved now. And in his house, they have two or three, four people meeting in that house. And that's biblical. That's biblical. Okay, Mom. Well, let me say this. How many, cuantos rancheros, maybe 60 different, those little ranches out there, and he visits all of them. There's about 60 of them that he's made contact with. It's a circuit. Okay, go ahead. Cuatro.
En El Salto tenemos siete familias en la iglesia. Y en Tepecitla tenemos seis familias.
So in Tuglacalula, there's two families. In Salto, that's down in the boonies, I mean. It's in the grass huts and dirt floors and all that. No electricity when we first came. That's Salto. That's the main place. We preached down there 27 or 8 years ago when the town drunk got saved. And he's the song leader, and he's also fills in preaching when Chavello's not there. That's Salto. There's seven families at that church. They built a building. It was in bamboo first, and now it's a block building with a metal roof on it. And that's Tepeles, and that's in Tuglacalula. And there's two. That's Salta, and there's six families, seven families in Salta, six families in Tepezincla. That's where he lives, and he's building another building, and he's just about got it done, and there's a church there. They just don't have a place to meet right now. Amen. Yeah. Cinco.
Por el trabajo, algunos jóvenes se han tenido que ir a la ciudad de Monterrey. Y pudimos reunirlos a todos algunas veces, y contamos con 50 personas entre niños, jóvenes y sus papás.
Amen. For work reasons, some of the people have left Salta. That's that primitive village. They've left Salta to go to the big city of Monterrey, which is 12 hours away. And he said, we've been able to reunite them there a couple of times, and we counted 50 people in that total 50 people, including little kids, some teenagers, and their parents. So in a way, there's a church in Monterey. That's just wonderful. Cease.
Vamos a mandar fotos de esas reuniones que hemos tenido en Monterrey, fotos para que vean a todas las personas. Seis.
Uh-huh. We're going to send some pictures of those reunions in Monterrey. Thanks for the gracias. Thank you for the windows and the doors in both church buildings. They didn't have any windows and doors. They got them now. And we had a man there makes aluminum windows, and literally the doors, the dogs come in would come in the service originally, and a pig could come in. The pigs, David and I and Ben were sleeping in that village church one night. I thought it was David or Ben snoring, but it was a hog laying right beside the You ever slept? You heard about going to the dogs? What about sleeping with the hogs? Amen. He wants me to read Hebrews chapter 6 and a couple of verses here. And I'll tell you, while we're getting ready to read those verses, he's on Facebook and WhatsApp. Is it WhatsApp thing? He's on that. And I'll tell you, if you want to follow him and keep up with him, we'll get, you know, you can make that connection. And that's a wonderful resource to where you can actually see what's going on down there. In Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10, "For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you've showed toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence in the full assurance of hope unto the end, that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made promise to Abraham, he could not swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise." Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Chavello. Appreciate you very much. Y'all get to know this man. He knows a little English.
Very good conference.
He enjoyed the conference, what he could hear of it.
Hey, no puedo entender todo.
No, he did not totally understand everything. Because we've got a translator that goes on his ear. And he heard every word that John York says.
De 20 mensajes,
maybe out of 20 messages, he got clear on four of them. We're working on that where we can get a better translating in there with their little things on their ears. Amen. God bless you. Y'all be praying for him, right? Amen. Amen.
Gracias a todos.
Thank you to everybody. Okay. All right, let's stand for just a minute. Our first preacher is James MacDonald.